Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You only get bonafide health and nutrition tips and information and some surprise guests in the upcoming months. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And I am your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jesse Blair Myrie. And this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic, diabetes and diet soda. I wonder if that works well. We know that November is American Diabetes Month, and it's simply to remind us of what the nation focuses on, and how many millions of people are affected by this horrible disease. It takes millions of lives. And we know that the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas. That means large gatherings at large dinner tables with large meals and lots of drinks, right? Because we love to socialize and spend time with our families at this time of the year. And one of the things that seems to be a misnomer is that diet soda is okay for diabetics. Well, we understand that diet soda is a beverage, indeed. You might think it's, you know, the health conscious choice for those with diabetes and those with diabetes and wanting to lose weight, or just those who want to lose weight. But we're focusing on diabetics today. And we know that diet soda has no sugar, so it saves some calories while still satisfying the sugary urge through artificial sweeteners like aspartame. That's that blue and pink packet, saccharin. That's the packet, I believe. The aspartame is in the blue packet, definitely. The saccharin is in the pink packet, and the excalfamine is in some other packet, excalfamine and potassium. And aspartame is like equal, a NutraSweet, and the saccharin is like sugar twin of sweet and low. Sucralose is that yellow packet. That's Splenda, okay? So we may think that this is what we need. As diabetics, the diabetic community should, if they're going to consume any soda whatsoever, consume a diet soda. Well, I've got news for you. And it comes to you from the Natural News. And once again, before you pop open a can of Diet Cola, know that these so-called healthier drinks come with their own set of harmful side effects. Yes, indeed. They do have side effects, not just because they say, and I'll tell you who they say in a few, not because they say it's safe, means you should consume it by all means. Have you ever known one single person who actually lost weight by making the switch to diet soda? Have you ever known one person who has actually reversed their type 2 diabetes by drinking diet soda? Probably not, right? Well, according to an opinion piece published in Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism, diet soda drinkers have the same health problems as those who drink regular soda. And by no way, shape, or form am I telling you, go and drink regular soda. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is, diet soda is not better. From adding inches to your waist, increasing the risk of diabetes. Yes, indeed, it does increase the risk of diabetes. Diet soda does not score any better in terms of health than regular sugary drinks. And let's go on to the explaining. The sweet taste of artificial sweeteners and diet soda tricks the body into believing it is getting a proper meal. This, however, creates confusion. While it is expecting calories and energy, it gets a useless Susan Swithers. Susan Swithers. She's a behavioral neuroscientist and professor of psychological sciences and author of the opinion piece, said that when you mess up your whole system through regular consumption of artificial sweeteners, your body will have difficulties in processing real sugar because the fake sugar has tricked it so many times. And as a result, the body will not release blood sugar and blood pressure regulating hormones when a heavy diet soda drinker consumes real sugar, which in turn can lead to serious health issues. Now, that's very interesting, wouldn't you say? While for many people, diet sodas are associated with weight loss, the report noted that diet soda drinkers often tend to pack on more weight than those who do not. CNN diet and fitness expert Dr. Melina Dempolis explains that the sweet taste of fake sugars triggers the release of insulin, which lowers blood sugar levels. If there are no carbs consumed, blood sugar levels will continue to drop, causing hunger and cravings for sweet foods, which results in overeating and weight gain, hence higher risk of diabetes. Furthermore, the review highlighted the fact that diet soda drinkers who maintained a healthy weight still had a significantly increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, the top three killers in the United States. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine consuming diet soda will increase your risk of the top three killers in the United States? That is heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Folks, that alone tells me and gives me enough information not to ever want to consume diet soda. So it is noted that though many people believe diet sodas are the healthier option, in reality, besides being mindful about how much sugar we consume, we should also be mindful about our fake sugar intake. So now, immediately after the publication, the American Beverage Association went into defense mode, stressing more than somebody's opinion, not a scientific study, and should therefore not be taken seriously. Well, low-calorie sweeteners are some of the most studied and reviewed ingredients in the food supply today. And according to the association, they say they are safe and an effective tool in weight loss and weight management, according to decades of scientific research and regulatory agencies around the globe. Just because the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, just because the FDA has approved these artificial sweeteners does not mean they're safe for regular consumption. As reported by Swithers, all these sweeteners are chemicals. That's what they are, folks. That's all they are. They're just chemicals. Let's take saccharin, for example. Now, saccharin is the one I mentioned before, and if you don't remember what saccharin is the one that comes in the pink packet. That would be sweet and low. So let's take saccharin, for example. Artificial sweeteners on the market, and it's made from tar. Yes, you heard that correctly. It's made from tar. Yes, that dark, thick, flammable liquid distilled from wood or coal and used to build roads. You're probably trying to wrap your head around how in the world can something so sweet and so finessed be made from tar? Well, it's called a manufacturing process. Americans, we're good at that. Really, really good. Well, if you thought that you're better off with stevia as your go-to sweetener, that can be up for debate as well. Natural sweeteners such as stevia, often highly processed, and play the same tricks on your body as the artificial sweeteners. So you have to be very cautious of that. But I do recommend stevia for diabetics if they're going to go with any sweetener whatsoever. And this is, of course, in moderation and the most natural form of stevia possible. Not the white powdered stuff that may be mixed with sugar that you get in some packets in your local supermarket. Not that type. You need the liquid because stevia comes from a plant. That's what it is. It comes from a plant. So it's just that simple. But that's the only thing that I would definitely, you know, for sure recommend, if at all. But honestly, my first recommendation, very, very, very first recommendation, is not to consume sugar at all. Leave sugar out of your drinks, folks, if you are diabetic. Leave it out. You have to train your palate. And it's all about the one and only body that God gave you. You have to train your palate and say, listen, body, listen, mouth, listen, taste buds. I'm going to put you on a strict diet, and this is what's going to happen. I'm going to wean you off of the sugar. And I speak from experience. I know what it's like to have a sweet tooth. I've got a mouthful of evidence to prove it back in my youthful days. And so I know what it's like. But in my late 20s, I decided that I was going to change the way I consume sugar. So I weaned myself off of it. You know, I didn't go cold turkey. That probably would have been shocking. But I definitely weaned myself off of it. So now when I consume my wonderful herbal teas, I can actually taste the herbs. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to relax you, like chamomile and peppermint, to invigorate you. You're going to kill it with sweeteners, then you're just defeating the purpose of the effects it has on you in the first place, which are good effects, of course, herbal teas. And so just because something is natural doesn't always mean that it's safer. And just because the FDA approves it doesn't mean you need to consume it. All right. So that is all of the information you need on diabetes and diet soda. Moving on to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. God made you. God made you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It is an exhilarating experience to live the new life with Christ inside me, enabling me to live it. As a man was riding along in his Ford, suddenly something went wrong. He got out and looked at the engine, but he could find nothing wrong. As he stood there, another car came in sight, and he waved it down to ask for help. Out of a brand new Lincoln stepped a tall, friendly man who asked, "Well, what's the trouble?" "I cannot get this Ford to move," was the reply. The stranger made a few adjustments under the hood and then said, "Now start the car." When the motor started, its grateful owner introduced himself and then asked, "What is your name, sir?" "My name," answered the stranger, "is Henry Ford." The one who made the Ford knew how to make it run. God made you and me, and he alone knows how to run your life and mine. We could make a complete wreck of our lives without Christ. When he is at the controls, all goes well. Without him, we can do nothing. And that's Wednesday's word. Love to hear from you on all of the social media sites that I'm associated with, of course. That would be Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter. Love to hear from you there. Instagram, look me up, Vision Voice or Jesse Blair Myrie. I just love to hear from you. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Before I wrap up, I just wanted to state certain facts about diabetes. Diabetes is very important. And talking about the body is a unique vessel that God has created. And here are some staggering statistics, because we're talking about diabetes in this month of November and what and how many people it affects. But just to give you the stats, currently, 1 in 11 Americans has diabetes today. Every 23 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with diabetes. 86 million Americans are at risk for diabetes. And diabetes causes more deaths than AIDS and breast cancer combined. Now, if that doesn't get you moving and shaking and rethinking that diet soda, I don't know what will. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Look me up, Jessie Blair Myrie, or The Vision Voice, or pureandholyliving.com. That's holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, pure and holy living. I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you, and bye-bye.